Good morning, good afternoon, depending on where you are, maybe even good evening, since we have some Australian and some Kiwi friends out there. Oh, how I love that intro music. This is not your regular MSP Dispatch. This is an MSP Dispatch special report. I think this is the first one we've ever done live. So I'm looking forward to that interaction we get from all the other shows like Partner First, Technical Deficit, Tech Bar, all the other cool shows on MSP Media Network. This is no different. But we're going to be doing a series. We're going to be doing a series about M&A. We all know there's a lot of M&A going out there in the MSP space, a lot of vendors that are rolling up together. There's PEs picking up MSPs, right? There's MSP roll-ups as well. And we see all the stories, but we always hear about what happened. We never hear from the people that are actually involved in this. So for today's episode, we're going to be talking to two people that were involved in a vendor M&A. And on the next special report, we're going to be talking to an MSP that was involved when his MSP was purchased during the M&A process. So we're trying to get it from all the angles. But we know it's different. It's stuff that we want you guys to see what goes on. And I couldn't be more happy to talk to the two people we're talking to today, specifically because our partner First, I found out later, was the initial launch, marketing launch, first webinar at least, for one of these parties back in 2019, which was awesome. The other person I've also known and done events with many times over. So these are going to be two people you know and love, and it should be a really interesting show, and hopefully we'll uncover some stuff. We'll learn a little thing or two. As always, this is live stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, and LinkedIn. That's the one I'm missing. It is available for recording. The recording is available immediately after. If you have to check out in the middle of the workday, I get it. Go ahead and do so. The recording's there, and you can always talk to us in the MMN Discord, where we always continue the conversation. But for now, please help me in welcoming Mr. Alex Farling and Mr. Dan Wensley. How you doing, gentlemen?
Hey, good to be here. Very well. Wasn't aware this is the first live event, Ray, but other than that, looking forward to the conversation today.
Yeah, we usually do, because of the timeliness of the special reports like the LastPass breaches and some of the other stuff, we usually have to do them recorded and then put them out. But this is the first time we get the opportunity to do it live, which I think is very cool. So thank you for being the first.
Yeah, but when you record it. When you record it, I get the blooper reel. And when you're doing it live, I feel great. One of my favorite, rest in peace, one of my favorite parts of MMN.
Yeah, man. I mean, thank you for that. Whatchamacallit? Yeah, the regular Dispatch show will continue to have the bloopers. And now you just get the bloopers live. And we can't have Phil edit them and make us look good after the fact. But this is a nice little dovetail too, right, Alex? It was the first, Partner First was the first webinar you guys had publicly, and yeah. You know, now we're talking about, you know, this next phase for LCI. I think that's pretty damn cool.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty awesome, and thank you again for being the first guy to give us some visibility out there. It's been a hell of a journey, and we're looking forward to what we can do for moving forward from here.
Who would have known when I met those nerds 4 years ago at IT Nation?
The nerd. They were the nerds you're looking for.
They were the nerds we were looking for. Absolutely, yes. That's awesome. So, Alex, before we get started, why don't we give a little bit of your background first? MSP, LCI. Why don't we give a little bit of your background for those?
Yeah. It's funny that we're talking M&A here today, because this is my second acquisition in 2.5 years. About 2.5 years ago, I sold my MSP, which is really kind of the groundwork and the framework for where Lifecycle Insights came from. We needed tools that the marketplace didn't really have in the current offering, and we basically set out to build them. So from an MSP, 16 and a half years on that side, trying to figure out how to do account management better, how to apply some automation to the side of the house that always seems to be manual and forgotten. Right, we write PowerShell scripts to do everything else on the other side. We have even some automation workflows and things going on with tools like Connect Booster and some of those kind of things on the payment side. And yet account management was still cobbling reports together in PDFs and spreadsheets. So we set out to find a better way to build a better thing. It took off like a rocket ship. Along the way, we've had constant conversations and communications with the guys over at ScalePad. We're always very friendly. Everybody likes to use the word competitors, but we actually have a very narrow overlap. So, you know, we always had a very friendly relationship because we didn't really see ourselves as direct competitors. And then, you know, long-term, it just made sense for us to latch on to the rocket ship, no pun intended, and you know, get some additional resources that would help us scale and continue to blow the thing up, because we were just on a trajectory that was really hard to maintain as a bootstrapped startup.
Awesome. I love it. And, you know, and that Dan, you're on the other half of this, right? And when it, yep. So for the MSPs, they should understand, yes, there's vendors. Yes, there's sometimes overlap and some competition. I like to refer to it as co-opetition, just like MSPs help each other in Reddit and in Discord and Slack and all that stuff. The vendors, we're doing exactly the same thing. We're talking with our colleagues. We're helping each other out, always looking for better ways to communicate together. I think some MSPs don't understand that part, right? It's so easy to see the silo of the vendors and say, these are their individual ivory towers. You forget, like, these are people. They're having conversations. Yeah. They're having drinks. They're planning and strategizing. Dan, you're not new at this MSP space either, man. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your background?
No, and I'm anxious to have that conversation about the community aspect for both the MSP community, which you guys do so well, but there is truly a vendor community as well. You know, our primary partnership obviously is with the MSP, but we as vendors collaborate a lot, all the way back, you know, to my early days in RMM and Level Platforms. You know, we were hardcore competitors with the Enables of the world and the Kaseyas of the world. But those guys remain friends of mine to this day, luckily, because we're integrated with them so rapidly. But it's critically important. And when, you know, Alex, when I joined what was then Warranty Master back in 2019, we did DattoCon, was our big event in June, and then off to IT Nation. And the team then at Warranty Master was still filling me in and educating me on what we did and how we did it, and said, oh, there's a company over there, and they used to be a partner, or still are a partner of ours, and they've started this other thing called Lifecycle Insights, and not understanding the overlaps and what they did, that, you know, he's become competitive. So I walked right over and introduced myself to Alex, and we had a great chat, and that really spawned the relationship right there on the show floor at IT Nation. But to give you a bit of background, so I'm 20 plus, pushing 25 years in the industry. I've been blessed to be on the emerging technology. I've really enjoyed throughout my career being lucky enough to be in some of the innovations that have driven the market forward, and been on that road with the reseller community, to value-added reseller, to solution provider, to managed service provider, and where we are in the stage of the evolution of this industry now. Spent time at Level Platforms for 7 years, president of Passportal with founder Colin Knox there, and joined Warranty Master, as they said, back in 2019. It's been a heck of a journey for this business since June 3rd of 2019. So I'm coming up 4 years here shortly.
That's awesome. And so, Dan, let me start with you here, because ScalePad, this is not your first acquisition, right? You had Control Map before. And so when you do this, when you go out and you start talking to partners, let's talk about an Alex. And I want to be like high level. I don't want to go into specifics, obviously. But at a high level, when you're talking to partners and you look at something, you say, or other vendors, you say, this might be a good opportunity for something more than just a collaborative relationship. This is maybe something I want to bring under the hood. What are those qualifiers? Like, how does that process work for you?
Yeah, for us at ScalePad, it is yes, opportunistic at times, but we really set what impressed me about Warranty Master when I first was introduced formally to the company, was looking at joining, was where we could take this as a platform and a multi-product play. We started that literally the day I started, making the name change from Warranty Master to ScalePath. Our first acquisition was actually almost 2 years ago now. We purchased Backup Radar initially. So this is our fourth acquisition. And in the last 3 months, we've done three of those four. So Backup Radar was the first proof point. We methodically had decided back then what our roadmap would look like and what the platform would look like. I will say that exposing, when it comes to Lifecycle Insights, we were on a joint webinar, Alex and I, yesterday with mutual partners, and we talked about it. We were either going to have to build each other's competency and make a lot of investments there, or come together and put one track of innovation into this mutual product. Because as Alex said, they did phenomenally well at an aspect that Lifecycle Manager, our product, had not gotten to yet, but we would have had to go down there. And arguably, I won't speak for Alex and the team, but they, you know, we've been talking about doing an integration for a long time as well, because where Lifecycle Manager really excelled was on the depth and breadth of integrations. So this one was a natural. It was in a swim lane, I would say, we were already in. We added Backup Radar to do backup monitoring. We added Cognition 360 to get into business intelligence, which was purposeful. We added Control Map to get into compliance and the security aspect. The Lifecycle Insights one was a way to really accelerate our mutual roadmaps and provide better value to partners in a much shorter period of time than arguably either one of us would have been able to do independently.
So that brings up an excellent point. You know, the Lifecycle Manager, Lifecycle Insights, Warranty Master, Scalepad, there's obviously some overlap there, you know, that is very, very clear. And so you see all these other mergers, you see these other acquisitions, Kaseya purchasing Datto, for example, right?
Yeah.
Kaseya already has two PSAs. Now they're adding a third PSA. They already have two RMMs. They're adding a third RMM. And sometimes, you know, from the MSP perspective, that sounds a little bit weird, but from what I'm hearing with you is, even though there was a little bit of overlap, you saw clear benefits from the LCI side and thought that would only improve or bolster things on the Scalepad side with your products.
You've nailed it. We really did see the differentiation. Certainly Alex did in the marketplace, we did in the marketplace. And one of the things we wanted to do for partners immediately, even though we'd done three other acquisitions sort of simultaneously, we made sure that the unified billing was done before the announcement. This one, because of the little bit of overlap in the space, unified billing was important. We'd identified literally hundreds of mutual partners who were already using both technologies. And that was proof of our thesis that we were going to put these two technologies together and provide incremental better value. And we did the billing right away as a testament to go, no, this is one. This isn't just another swim lane. You know, we look to integrate and get into the platform sort of vision we have for Scalepad a little later. But specifically with the LCI acquisition, putting these products together, at least immediately from a billing standpoint, was vitally important.
So, and I do want to get into that little bit of the background process behind the scenes, but before I do that, Alex, I want to ask you, you had other suitors. You and I have talked about it privately, and we'll avoid saying any names. You know, it's recorded live, but you had other suitors, and we've joked about it a billion times of like, you know, no. But obviously, finally, one gave a yes, right?
Yeah.
And so, I don't want to blow up Dan's ego too much, but what was that one? What was the thing that like finally just snapped for you and said, okay, wait, this is one I really want to consider.
So it's really challenging, especially when you're not a solo entrepreneur, right? We had a team of four founders at Lifecycle Insights. So coming to terms as a founder team that it's the right offer and it's the right company and it's the right move is challenging. And even with Scalepad, who made us a very fair offer and a very clean offer, I've said it more than once, and I'm probably breaking a contract I signed, so I shouldn't say it, especially in front of Dan. But there's no reason that any of us still work for Scalepad other than that we believe that Scalepad's going to do the right thing because we're not financially bound by a year or 2 years or some long crazy earnout. They did right by us. They made us a fair, clean offer because they knew we had other suitors, and this was it's always a negotiation, right? But they gave us a really fair, really clean offer. But more so than that, to me, it was about, can I see the rest of the product through? Because in my mind, we weren't done building. I can't speak for my co-founders, but there's other things I want to build. You know, Luis and I were just talking 2 days ago about, you know, I'm pulling out two years worth of notes going, hey, we should go build this other thing. And so, you know, that build a better mousetrap person in me that is probably where Lifecycle Insights came from and what made me enjoy and really love the MSP, that guy isn't done building things. So being at a company where you don't feel stifled, where you can have your voice and where you can have those kind of conversations and maybe still build something cool, that's exciting. And not exciting was the concept of having your product bought and either just utilized to push the products that another vendor uses because, you know, they run through our assessment and say, oh, you need to sell all these security products, or having your product bought and stuck on a shelf. It's not fun. It's not exciting. And that's when you see founders walk away to go do the next thing.
So that, and that's, so going back to what Dan was saying, you know, that you guys had reviewed your customer base together and you saw a ton of overlap. That's not something that would be immediately apparent to me, right? Because I see you guys as two separate companies, you know, that do sort of the same thing, but also have differences, especially when it comes to the Cognition 360 and the backup radio, the control map, and some of the other stuff that Scalepad does. But, you know, there was definitely some overlap. So it wouldn't have occurred to me to look at and say, our customer base, there is alignment somewhere. There are partners. There is a good subset of partners that are using both and would really appreciate this kind of acquisition merger. But on the other hand, you know, a lot of these acquisitions sometimes are for new eyeballs, right? Like I imagine Backup Radar or Control Map or Cognition 360. These are people that may or may not have been using Scalepad, but it absolutely made sense to bring that into the fold and hopefully you get stack alignment with the other products. So Dan, you know, what is that process any different between those acquisitions and this one when it comes to new eyeballs versus existing?
Yeah, I think you've articulated it really well. With Backup Radar, Cognition, and Control Map, it is new swim lanes and opening up new opportunities that we can build into the platform. And LCI was a lot different to what Alex was saying. The technology became obvious to us. Some of our salespeople were as shocked as others in the marketplace that this, you know, a lot of eyeballs opened up pretty wide when we
that was a fun call for sure.
Yeah, that was a fun call. Because even in the marketplace, you're right, we were perceived as competitors because as partners were getting into asset management, we were the two front runners in that space and they were making a buying decision. Obviously, we weren't at that time talking about, hey, better together and you should buy both products. So we were competitive in the marketplace. But when we peel back the onion on the technology and on the value, we were very differentiated. And Alex got that, Marty got that, Nick got that, Kirk got that. We understood that. And now it's our obligation to explain. And what was impressive to your point, Ray, is a lot of partners got there before we did. And we looked back at what you're using both products and you like it. And, you know, we were shocked. We have a thesis around
it's
that.
It's kind of like, proof. Really?
Okay. Yeah. So, and the other part was to Alex's point, the technology made a lot of sense, but the people made even more. We are people first organization and having this team join us was mission critical to the acquisition, making sure that Alex can continue on his roadmap. He and Luis Giraldo, as he mentioned, are already spinning off ideas together. And I can't wait for the next product meeting to hear all the innovation that's coming out of Vegas next week. But that it was vitally important to us as well. We've retained the ownership and the leadership group of all the acquisition that we've acquired. And that's a part of our thesis and our plan for these is not to just buy a technology and either bluebird it or just, you know, run it as is, but lose the power in emerging technology is always the people.
Well, but I want to unpack something Dan said real quick before you go on, Ray, because what do you figure our overlap in features really was, Dan? 15%?
Yeah.
20%? I mean, it was small. But you know, you get this thing in the MSP space on the MSP side and even over on the vendor side where we're competing for the same customer but we're not necessarily competing with like products, but we're competing for the same wallet share. Some of those MSPs are only going to spend a few hundred bucks to manage asset lifecycle management. And whether it be as part of the strategic QBR process and the direction we go, or whether it be the cradle to grave and warranty management and asset disposal and the portion that Scalepad traditionally was really good at, they're only going to buy one of those solutions, even though the overlap is just this little bit in the middle. And so it lines us up in the eyes of all the MSPs as, you know, these direct competitors that are going at it. And, you know, we were having fun with it. You know, they're at IT Nation announcing their newest, their newest feature set. And I'm standing next to their guys, you know, throwing elbows at them, laughing about it and, you know, on the floor. So, you know, it doesn't have to be that way with vendors that can find a way to get along. And there are some vendors that are harder to get along with than others, but you know, I'd like to think that most of us can rise above it and be friendly competitors. And to Dan's point, he walked over and said hello to me, which I thought was super respectful as we are this little upstart with four customers at IT Nation in 2019, you know? So that stuff leaves a mark. That's probably why we continue to have communications with them.
there's something to be said when, you know, you can come and make friends with Alex or myself. You can probably make friends with anybody.
but I think that whole competition for wallet share, and we're all chasing the same SEO language to get an MSP to buy something. It's the truth. And we don't want to shy away from that. Like, we're all here to make a buck. We're all here to sell somebody something. But at the end of the day, we're not necessarily selling like products. And we see it all over the space, whether it's, you know, SaaS Leo and Augment up against SaaS Alerts, right? They're not the same product, but most MSPs only buy one, in my experience. And so,
well, there's only so much that that per endpoint, per user price can sustain, right? Like, it's death by a thousand cuts.
So they have to pick the feature set that they want, and hopefully we can deliver a little more feature set now for the same dollar that moves the needle a little further.
And it's funny because, you know, you guys obviously did the math. You looked down and, you know, that 15% or whatever was overlap. Public perception obviously was polar opposite of that. They saw these are two competing products, period. I think Matt Fox said it perfectly. It's chocolate and peanut butter, right? It's like some people like chocolate, some people like peanut butter. You guys are like, no, Reese's, we got you. We can do this. I want to ask you, so, you know, and of course, I'm very curious as a lifetime entrepreneur myself, there's a lot of this stuff that that is always interesting to me. For one being, Alex, you're a founder. You had, when it come to roadmap, like you said, you had, you know, your 2 years of notepads and scribbles and all that stuff. We all have them. I have my OneNote going back years, right?
Yep.
We all have them. But now you're coming into this other team, ScalePad, you know, mature company. I'm positive you guys had your own roadmap. You had your own ideas. Luis is a super high energy guy, you know, somebody I'm fortunate to call a friend. You're super high energy, Alex. Like, you know, you guys are like nonstop. Like, anybody that meets either of the two, they're always like tons of energy to get everything done, and they want to do more and more and more. Mm-hmm. So how does it work when you have your roadmap and then you come into ScalePad and they have their roadmap, and suddenly you don't have the ultimate say anymore? Now it's a larger committee. You have to talk to a large, you know, and that roadmap gets a little more difficult because you can't do all the things immediately you wanted to, right? I would imagine.
I don't know the answer to that yet, but in reality, we had grown Lifecycle to the point where we had 1,400 feature requests, and mine had to compete with those of our partners. So that's not new. We didn't get to build everything I wanted to build. We had very limited resources, in fact. And we had to be very picky about what we built. I hope and I think that we'll have more bandwidth to do those things rather than, you know, we were hiring our fifth developer, you know, as this was starting to come together. So, you know, the number of resources are exponentially larger, and hopefully we can continue to do bigger things with it.
It's And Ray, I mean, that's our hope as well, that the power of putting our resources and the growth that we've experienced into the hands of the entrepreneurs and the CEOs and the founders of these business is a part of our M&A strategy, quite bluntly. It's let's not hold them back and not lose the people and then go try to reinvent the mindshare ourselves without Alex and Marnie and Kurt and Nick coming along. Would this deal have gone through? I don't know. Because we that's as important to us as the technology. We did it with Cognition. We've done it with Control Map, and it's vitally important. My job is just to empower them. I've worked for founders my entire career. You know, they're from the Colin Knoxes to the Peter Sandefords all the way through. And I see it as a privilege to bring in this level of founders. I've already got Luis. We've got Eric Torres on the team. We've got incredible thought leaders in our CTO division. But, you know, Chris Day was the founder of this, who founded IT Glue. So I'm very familiar with work, and with that, I frankly rely on it. So as CEO of ScalePad, it is in my personal best interest to come on, bring it and keep going rather than, now it's ScalePad's ideas. That's not the plan here. We want to embrace that and empower that and actually accelerate it.
You don't meet a lot of people.
I imagine
like
the hardest
that much. Yeah.
What's that?
So you don't meet a lot of people who like to herd cats that much, Dan, but good luck to you.
I can only imagine, like, as webinars and presentation and public speaking opportunities come up, you look at now what's your stable of people that are very comfortable in front of the camera, and you're like, now it's who's fighting to get in front of the camera first, right?
There's always an extra camera. That's not a big deal. Yeah.
I've been happy to handed over the reins to the stage to Rob Ray back in Level Platforms days. So I'm very familiar with going from front man to behind the scenes, but hasn't seemed to cut my travel much, but I'm not on stage as much.
I get it. I keep trying to build the others in the org to come on camera and do their thing. And it just seems like we just keep creating more opportunities to do other stuff. I can never just sit back. Right. Whatchamacallit. So, you know, but I'm glad you said it, Dan. I'm glad you said we'll find out. I know you said it kind of off the cuff, kind of, you know, tongue in cheek, but you know, a lot of times the perception from the MSP side of things is, no, these are vendors. They have everything figured out. They have their processes. This is not new. And sometimes MSPs forget. No, we absolutely F around and find out sometimes strategically, hopefully. Yeah. But, you know, and you can't be a CEO, a founder without a certain level of comfort in the fire, right? Like a certain level of comfort of I'm going to dive in and it's a strategic risk, but I'm pretty sure it's going to pay off and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, we know our lane, Ray. Like we know where we want to go and we have a thesis around the plan and why we picked the swim lanes and the companies that we did. But past that, no, I mean, we have a 85 partner advisory council. And our biggest excitement is to now bring in the LCI partners into that. And everybody said, oh, that's a huge pack. Like, how do you manage that? We've never had a more engaged pack in my entire career, nor more utilized by every team inside of ScalePad. And the partner feedback is ultimately what drives. Partners don't always have it all figured out on where we should go or why. And we don't always, but we have a thesis and a plan of what MSP 2.0 can look like. We all have pretty in-depth knowledge of the history and a vision of where it can go, how quickly, how much innovation is a core standard. You know, I caught Alex already using one of our four value props of find a better way. That is one of our four defined values. So we're going to look for, our job really is to identify the pain point, identify the opportunity, and then to find a better way to do it. That's where we put our resources, our think tank, the Luises, the Alexes, all of our internal product teams. Okay, here's the problem. Asset disposal. It's a problem. Go find a better warranties. What Warranty Master did in the early days, what Alex and the team did with, you know, that first conversation we had, they blew me away. They said, they came right out and said, we're not competitive. Alex was a partner of Warranty Master. We used to use his face and one of his quotes in our marketing material. It said, printing these reports is like printing money. Yep. Okay. That was used. I still have slides. I put it up for him.
I made a lot of money selling, the Warranty Master reports and putting that all in front of my customer. And, you know, when we looked at it, we just said, we wanted something different. You know, we wanted to, and the challenge I had was I had a non-technical account manager and a technical account manager, and I was getting way different results. So I was looking to put some bumpers up. So when my guys went bowling, everybody went the same direction. Right. And so we just started building to solve a different problem.
You took it one step further. I'll never, like you articulated it so well there on the show floor at IT Nation in that pavilion and just said, no, we know what you guys do. We see the opportunity for the MSP to do this and take it to the next level. And it was completely in line with our thesis of where it should go. So I completely agreed with them. They had just gone down that path a lot quicker.
Well, and, you know, I think it speaks to the bigger point that as MSPs, we always focus on the tech side, right? That is that's the side of the business that we sell by the hour. It makes money, or it's in our all-inclusive product and it makes money. Account management has so much money buried in the customer journey, has so much money buried in it that we haven't found. Yes. And our goal was to, you know, stay on that side, on the customer journey side of the equation. When you see it from ScalePad side, that is largely where they spend their life, even though Backup Radar kind of bleeds over a little bit into the technical side. The majority of it is customer journey. How do we get this customer from that first presentation where we can, you know, show them a failed risk assessment to bring them on board as a customer, to showing them all the value in properly disposing of equipment correctly, buying extended warranties where they make sense, asset lifecycling things out as they get older, and just making sure that we meet our compliance objectives, and then Cognition 360 to report on it all. I mean, this is really about that big wide swath that's not the help desk, that's everything else. And there's so many things that are adjacent to that. I think that's the challenge we had at Lifecycle. And I'm sure it's a challenge we'll have together with ScalePad, is that there's so many other things that as we go down that journey, we could pull one or two of them in and build a complete product around it, or, you know, find another way to solve a different problem, because that customer lifecycle side of this is huge. And it's one that we forget about. And it's so expensive to lose a customer and have to go find a new one. That's the problem I'm passionate about solving for MSPs. And I think that's where all this falls in, if you couldn't tell.
So let me ask you. So we've talked about overlap. I want to talk about where things kind of, where you guys branch off into your own ways, right? The ScalePad ways versus the lifecycle ways. The reason I bring this up, I said this exact thing to you when you first notified me of the incoming acquisition, Alex, but my exact response was, hopefully this is the merger Datto and Kaseya should have been. And when I say that, let me qualify that.
I thought we weren't saying names on here, Ray.
Well, no. Okay. Well, I can't do it without and let me give some backstory here first. Kaseya has their ways, their business practices. They're known in the community for certain things. I'm not saying one way or the other. I'm being unbiased here. Datto was absolutely a darling of the MSP industry. You had Ryan Weeks, you had Rob Ray, you had powerhouses at Datto. And the thing that's important to me, deeply involved in the community. Yeah. Deeply, deeply involved in the community in a regular way. And so when I saw the Kaseya Datto announcement, my takeaway was, I really hope some of that Datto bleeds into Kaseya better for all. Dan, you've talked about this is making it better for all. The reason I bring this up is because I always give the best possible opportunity to everybody to show me I'm right or wrong or otherwise. And I think this could be that. But my question is this, when it comes to where you guys branch off, Alex, Marnie, Lifecycle has always been heavily entrenched in the online communities, right? There's nary a day that goes by on Reddit, on RMSP, that I don't see an Alex post. Heavily, Lifecycle does have an MSP Geek channel, an official vendor channel. You know, he's in the Everything MSP calls. I see Alex regularly in those online communities, and Chris Weiser's group, so on and so forth. I look at the MSP Geek, and I'm not saying this as anything negative. I'm just highlighting the differences. I'm looking at the MSP Geek channel, and I don't see a ScalePad vendor channel. While you do a lot of speaking engagements and a lot of events, the online communities I'm personally a part of, ScalePad has not always been part of that. So how does that work when you have one company so heavily entrenched in one area, one company heavily entrenched in another? What does the game plan turn into? Are we going to see a ScalePad vendor channel and Geek? Are we what does that turn into?
Yes, I hope so, because I hope Marnie and Alex show us how to do it, and we'll now do it for ScalePad. It was frankly a feature and an incremental value of the deal. That's all value. I mean, believe me, I know the Datto playbook because Rob and I worked together at 7 years. I'm the guy who hired him into the channel. That playbook we've been doing, you know, partner communication and community is number one. ScalePad and Warranty Master, historically, you got to remember our genesis. We were an application. There was no salespeople at Warranty Master for the first 2 years of the business. Zero. So we were later to come into, we were a $39 just simple app that was being adopted wildly. You know, the profitability of that business early on, number of people to number of partners coming in, but we purposely, and we didn't do it as well as Lifecycle Insights to this day. And that's why we're excited. We were on a call yesterday with mutual partners. And one of the Q&A questions we put up was, will the community be changing? The answer was no, we want to enhance it as ScalePad. We want to learn from that and get better. The Luis Giraldo's been with us for less than a year. Eric Torres, less than a year. The Datto team, nothing but respect for what they've been able to create. I went to a meeting with our PD leaders a couple of years ago, and I said, Datto's getting ripped in Reddit, and they're getting destroyed in Reddit. I said, who's the number one vendor in the community? And they all said, Datto. I said, oh, well, Datto's getting yelled at in Reddit right now. Do you want to know why? It's because they were changing account managers. And the partners were going, I love my account manager. How dare they change it? I just got used to this new one, and I really enjoyed the education, the value they brought. I said, that's who we want to be at ScalePad. I want to be getting yelled at for changing you people to the accounts. So that's the benchmark and the standard that we set for the business. We've invested heavily on the partner development organization. We brought in Ola from Enable, who I worked with at Passportal, to run our PAC. What LCI does for us is hopefully just accelerate. So to answer your question, Ray, we did a fair job, not as good a job as LCI, and are excited to pull those together, just like the feature and functionality of the products. The people side of it and the community side of it is paramount to the success, and LCI is the perfect example. To get to that size of partner base, I had a tough time explaining to my board how they were able to accomplish that with 9 when I've got 150 sitting behind me.
In fairness, we only had 7 then.
7. Yes, thanks. Thanks,
Alan. We hired two after you bought us. Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
And vastly different marketing budgets too, I would imagine.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. They had a couple more bucks than us. Yeah.
And that's, you know, as a community first guy, you know, I'm strongly in, you know, always defending the community and supporting the community. So I love to see that. You know, it was, that's exactly what I'm looking for. I'm looking for more Alex involvement. Maybe not so much more because I already get enough of you, but you know, I'm looking for, you know, no, but like, you know, to bring that, and now it's, you know, ScalePad can learn from those community initiatives. Cause it's not, and I want to be clear, it's not that ScalePad doesn't do community stuff. It's just different circles
to the layer. And yeah, we haven't gone to the depth.
Yeah.
I think two things on that, right? Number one is, you know, we can't knee jerk go change all that tomorrow. Like there's no,
right.
If we spun up a ScalePad channel tomorrow, we wouldn't be able to support it well. And everybody would be mad at us because we didn't support it well. So give us a little bit of time and we will get there. But the other thing I'll say is, you know, hold us accountable. You hear it. You hear Dan sitting here saying it. You hear me sitting here saying it. We will deliver at that level. So give us some time to get it together and, you know, look forward to it and hold us accountable to it. MSPs are notoriously negative on some of these mergers and how vendors act in the channel. Some of that may be deserved on the vendor side, but, you know, give us a chance to prove you wrong and sit tight and be patient with us for a little bit while we get our act together so we don't screw it up in the process is kind of how I would say it. But
and I would say haven't noticed, just
go ahead. Dan's already given me a pretty long leash and he hasn't yanked on it yet. So he may have wanted to already, but he hasn't yet. So
only a couple. Yeah, we invested, as I mentioned, in the partner development management group, and that's a pretty sizable team now. And we just brought over a new director from Datto who ran the AE department for Datto. So I'm no stranger to that. I have nothing but respect for what Datto had done in the community and what LCI had done. So that is our plan, is our playbook. The budget will be there and we can do better and do more and plan too.
And, you know, we really looked to and kind of tried to model after Huntress. You know, we watched what they did with their team and how they were so participating in the channel and, you know, people were out building YouTube channels and followings and, you know, creating their own thought leadership and things like that. We really took a lot of that to heart when we built Lifecycle Insights. So, you know, hats off to them too. They're a model for any up and coming vendors. If you're looking for who to model yourself after, I think Huntress stands out as the right humans.
Absolutely. And there's tons of inspiration out there. Yeah. I know for a fact there's some youngling, I still have Mandalorian on the brain. There's some youngling vendors out there looking at this stuff and, you know, hopefully, you know, M&A is in their future or as they plan their exit. So this is great information for them to know too. Gentlemen, you know, that's our time. So I want to say thank you very much to both of you. You know, that takeaway of, you know, doing better together, that I think peanut butter and chocolate's going to stick. We can figure out who's who later on, but we'll definitely go with that. But, you know, learning and living and growing together, I think is fantastic. That is the merger I was hoping for. I'll be honest. That is exactly what I was hoping for. So before we take off, we have some upcoming events. Simon, can you put those up?
There are plenty of amazing upcoming events taking place across the community, so let's see what's coming up. Right after this special report, at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, how to grow your cybersecurity MRR using referrals. And April 24th through the 27th, an in-person event, RSA Conference in San Francisco, California. Also on the 24th through the 27th, another in-person event, ConnectIt Global, Las Vegas, Nevada. And coming from the MSP Media Network this week, we have, in case you missed it, AI Roundup Episode 7, Can't Feel My Face When I'm Eating AI Corn Dogs. On April 26th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, MSP Dispatch Special Report, Mergers and Acquisitions, an Employee's Insider Perspective. And as always on Tuesdays and Fridays at 10 a.m. Eastern, MSP Dispatch presented by the MSP Media Network.
And Alex put it in the chat, but Alex and Luis Hirado will be in Vegas at Connect Global. So make sure you go check them out and hold them accountable. As Alex said, he's always online, so very easy to get a hold of, usually on a webinar or two. You have one right after this, don't you?
One right after this, yeah. Yep. I'll be hanging out with my friends from FlexPoint after this.
Yeah. I love Victor in the group. Very great guys. Thank you so much, gentlemen. What's next for you before I let you go? Alex, I'll let you go first.
A lot of travel. This next month or so is going to be a little crazy between the Kaseya event, and I guess Dan's going to that one too. We got a whole team, like 10 people going to that one. Then we're doing the 7-figure MSP event in Nashville, and then MSP GeekCon. So awesome. We're literally going straight from Nashville to GeekCon.
Yep.
Oh, your Lego AT-AT is getting called out.
Yeah. this is how we know we have good people in your family, right? This is
there you
like,
go.
If a person doesn't like dogs, I judge them. If they don't like the AT-AT, similar judgment.
What about you, Dan? Anything else you're doing besides all the plethora of events?
We're doing a few. Everything's on the website. Check it out. We've got a masterclass coming up. Again, some learnings from the LCI team on doing, you know, some one-to-many cadence. Like I see you guys doing these great events for your community as well. So more to come there. We're in Vegas. I'm Dan at scalepad.com. So any questions, commentary, please throw it my way as well. And I'll see everybody in Vegas.
Awesome. All of their contact information is below in the show notes, guys. So if you want to reach out to Alex and Dan, please do. Please absolutely do. And hopefully this was enlightening for you, MSP audience. We appreciate you. Thanks for spending time with us. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.